I'm Mindy Norton. Speaking of pets, this week, the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, the CDC, has released new social distancing guidelines for pets. That advice was in response to the first positive COVID-19 test in American pets, two cats in different parts of New York State, and a pug in North Carolina. So far, those are the only three pets in the U.S. that are known to have contracted COVID-19, and their symptoms have been relatively mild. But the CDC advises us to treat our furry family members the same as we would the human ones. For animals, social distancing means restricting contact between your pet and anyone who does not live in your home. That means human or animal. Cats should stay indoors or confined if possible. Dogs should be on a leash and stay at least 6 feet away from other animals or people. That means no visits to the dog park or anywhere your dog might have the opportunity to socialize with other animals or people. In addition, if you have COVID-19, do not handle your pet. The infected animals did not transmit the virus to humans. Instead, humans with the virus gave it to their four-legged family members. So, if you have the virus, do not let your pet cuddle with you or snuggle or share your food. Ask someone else in your household to care for your furry friend. If that is not an option, wear a mask or face covering and wash your hands before and after you interact with your pet every time. Tomorrow marks the beginning of Be Kind to Animals Week, a good reminder to consider the ways you can be kind to the animals in your life. Any pet might enjoy a tasty treat or some extra playtime, but keeping your pet safe from COVID-19 is truly a way to show genuine kindness to your best friend. Being kind to an animal may not change the world, but it sure makes a difference in that animal's world, and maybe yours as well, when you're speaking of pets.